to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. Look who is here, Arlene Jenness, author, philanthropist, love, costume designer, set designer, actress. I mean, she's done it all.
That's when I was an actress up there.
Look at that, when she was an actress. Let me zoom in on that. Look at that. Gorgeous. And some of the artwork that is in this home is unbelievable. We want to talk a little bit about your book. The release of
Summer Murphy.
Look at this. Brains, I have been telling you all about it. It is such a gentle read. It's wonderful. And look at this. You got Sojourner Truth hanging on the wall.
It happens to be a true story. True romance.
It is a true romance story about your friend, Summer Murphy. Tell us a little bit about
it. No, it wasn't about her. I use her name in memoriam. Okay. All my heroines are called Summer Murphy.
So tell us a little bit about the book. And the inspiration
the book
for it.
Is very, Summer was, this is a true story about a gal who wins an Academy Award in 1990 in Hollywood. She was brought up at Edwards Air Force Base because her father was a training to be an astronaut, but he was killed in a freak accident. And on her 21st birthday, she went to Hollywood where she won a scholarship to the American Film Institute. And then a very famous literary agent, who was her teacher, decided of all the entries that year, she wrote the best. And he, for 2 years, she did nothing but write. She mourned her father and wrote. Then she meets, quite by accident, a Wonderkind producer who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He won't live in Hollywood. His name is Roger Medvay. And he was like a Spielberg, you know, very, very talented. But he dismissed Hollywood. He didn't, but he was a ladies' man. So she falls in love with him. And they have a smoking hot romance. And then he disappears, and there's a mystery to it. And at the end, I tell you, at the end of every book, it usually says the end. Mine says, not the end, because it's going to be a sequel.
Oh, wow. So how does it feel being a woman of a particular age, reaching your literary success at this point?
Well, in 86, I never thought this would happen. I'll tell you the truth, but my publishers are fabulous. They're a very, very wonderful family-owned publishing house. That is the arm of some very big, attached to some very big publishing houses. As a matter of fact, on the back it says Mountain Press. But the name of the publishing is Book Logic.
Book Logic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so now I hear that you are on to your second and third book, and one of them may go up for auction for movie.
It is going to be in April. With all the other stories that are up for auction. Mine is not the only one. But you know,
yours is the best, Arlene.
Well, I don't know about that. But it took me 6 years to write that one. And I'm not through because they keep sending me blue lines. And I'm rewriting stuff right to the end. But Gone with the Wind, which was 1,000 pages, Margaret Mitchell, took 10 years to write. So I don't feel so bad.
And, you know, I always marvel at your ability to recant time and dates and facts and figures. You've had such an amazing life, especially stemming from old Hollywood. Share a little bit with my Brains about your experience and some of the people that you've known in Hollywood.
Well, I had amazing parents. My mother won the Academy Award for mentioned, I should say. She didn't actually win the Academy Award. She was mentioned. Those days, they didn't have a category for it. She was the milliner who did the hats for Gone with the Wind.
Mm.
But she was mentioned, and she worked for Warner Brothers, and David O. Selznick borrowed her, but he had to give Clark Gable to Jack Warner for a picture in return.
Mm.
And so that's how it worked in those days.
And so your father was huge in the music industry.
Yes, he was. He started out with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. Well, he started out really in the Catskills with comics, and very young, when he was 21. Then he came to Hollywood to meet Charlie Chaplin and Sidney Chaplin, his half-brother, who was his manager. And they bought a lot of property in Hollywood. At one point, he owned Hollywood Vine, but he didn't hold on to it. He sold it.
Wow.
Yeah. It became, the Walk of Fame. Anyway, he was way ahead of his time. He loved black musicians, and we used to hang out with Cab Calloway and such, and Lena Horne. The Horne family was royalty in Harlem. And she was a very young singer, and she went to MGM. And, of course, she married a Jewish orchestra leader, Lenny Hayden, and her daughter is from that marriage. And she was wonderful. She was great.
And Jackie Wilson and his work with Motown.
He didn't go to Motown till 56. And then he worked with Billy Ward and the Dominoes. He discovered Jackie Wilson, took him to Barry. And immediately this guy, this gorgeous guy, made 3 hits in a row. And he was off and running.
And your father was very close friends with Frank Sinatra and the whole Rat Pack there.
Yes, he was in that crowd, yes, for 50 years.
And so now you're in the midst of writing his autobiography as well.
I have finished it, and they're giving me the blue lines to do, which takes a long time, because the editors are more talented sometimes than the writer, because they check every spelling, every comma, everything. Plus, they give you their opinion about wordage.
Mm. And you're a wonderful poet.
Well, I don't know, April. I think you're a wonderful poet.
No, I think that you're an amazing poet, and I've seen and heard some of your work, and so much passion and so much detail. And you are a lover of people, Arlene.
I really
love people.
Yeah.
And you see the best in everyone. You've learned to edit and filter, but you do see the best in everyone.
Well, I'll tell you why. I had parents that were flower children before it was coined.
Mm.
They were free souls, and they made us go to public school. We could have afforded, my dad could have sent us to private school then in the 40s. But he didn't during the Second World War. He said, I want you to know what life is really about and what people are really about and how people struggle. We don't, but people do. And you need to know about it. And he would make a dollar and give away 50 cents of it.
And let's talk about that. Your philanthropic efforts are just phenomenal.
I was married to a man for 61 years who was also very philanthropic, but he was a quiet man, and not flamboyant in any way, but a genius. And he would, I can't say enough about him. He's really wonderful.
He is, and you're a wonderful mother and grandmother. You're just a beautiful soul, and I am so proud and honored and get teared up to be honored to be your friend.
Well, and we are. We were from the get-go.
We are. I remember meeting you and you saying, you are for me.
Right.
And we have been together ever since.
Yeah, and we went off to lunch.
We did. And we have been together forever. And Brains, I want you to go in right now, rush, okay, and get a copy. You can get it on Amazon, let's see.
Get my book.
That's her book right there. We're talking about Summer Murphy. This is Arlene Jenness, my dear friend. We are here. AJ Jenness. That is what she writes under. But I think Arlene is just so sexy.
I've been sexy.
And she is a sexy soul.
In a long time.
You're beautiful. And thank you so much for joining us today here on The Edge Brains. Again, get a copy and look for upcoming publications and books from AJ Jenness.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, the new book is called Godshot, coming.
Okay, get ready. Bye, brains.